Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Don't do this.
It's time for Don't Do This.
Why?
With Ben and Woods.
Let me tell you why I am a dumbass.
Presented by Hamul Casino.
Yes!
On 97.3 The Fan.
Don't forget, coming up in our final hour, since we were just mentioning the recent restrictions that are going into play, Scott Lewis.
Who is editor, Scott Lure?
Scott Lewis, editor-in-chief of Voice of San Diego, will be with us at 8:35.
Scott Lure for the fishing show. Too soon, by the way.
Billy Reel and Scott Lure. No, how is? I mean, there's a chance, a non-zero chance, that they could move sports out again in California. I mean, we already saw the 49ers are playing in Arizona tonight because of it. Could that happen in San Diego and Southern California as well? We'll get that update coming up. All guests on Ben and Woods appear on the SDCCU fan hotline. Double payback days are here. Use your SDCCU debit or credit card, and you could win up to $1,000. No purchase necessary. For details, visit SDCCU.com. All right, I'll get us started. Paul Pierce, NBA All-Star, being sued over an alleged marijuana deal gone bad. He is accused of screwing over the guy he hired to build and run his new grow house, basically.
So Paul Pierce has a grow house.
Yeah.
He hired a guy.
Yeah, his name is Kenneth Johnson, who's been described as a master grower when it comes to cannabis. In his suit, Johnson says Pierce hired him back in 2016 to, quote, design and develop a warehouse to cultivate cannabis from inception to completion. No more dealing with the middleman for Paul Pierce.
No more Paul Reindl than Paul Pierce's life.
He doesn't need any delivery. He can get it from his own warehouse of weed.
Hey, Paul. It's Paul. I got your stuff.
Johnson says Pierce offered him a salary to do this. $10,000 a month.
Woo,
so basically,
wow.
120 grand a year for your own unlimited supply of weed. And theoretically, you're producing enough that maybe you, I don't know, sell some of it on the side.
Distribute it.
Which then makes Paul Pierce a drug dealer, technically.
No, it does not. It makes him a wholesaler.
Well, I mean, in 2016, I don't know what it made him.
Fair enough. Good point.
But then, soon after they got started, Johnson said Pierce cut his pay to $4,000. I mean, he couldn't afford the full rate until after there was product to be sold.
Oh, no.
Even after it started, you know, the weed started harvesting, still never got to the $10,000. And Johnson says he is owed more than $42,000 in unpaid wages. He's suing for back pay plus unpaid overtime, missed meal period violations because you guys still have to get your 30-minute lunch break when you're building a weed house for Paul Pierce.
I'm
apparently
on my break! Hey, man, it's smoky in there. I'm on my break. I'm taking my lunch. 30 minutes.
Probably the headache, not the headache that Paul Pierce had in mind when he thought, hey, I'm going to save myself all this trouble. I'm going to have my own weed house. Now he's got a big, giant lawsuit headache.
You know what it sounds like to me? It sounds like a scheme cooked up by a guy that was really stoned and was like, I got it. I know exactly what I'm going to do. I'm going to build my own grow house. If I want, it'll be like a 7-Eleven. I can walk into the backyard and grab what I need. Guys, we're never going to have to find weed again. I got it. And they're super high. And the next day, his buddies are like, hey, you're really going to do this grow house? He's like, yeah, why not? I'm team weed grower guy. Aren't you guys?
I mean, if you're full-time, I mean, six-figure salary. Yeah, why not?
I mean, you agree to a salary, and then the guy says, hey, I'm going to cut that salary more than in half.
If that's what really happened.
If that's what really happened.
Now, this all comes on the same weekend that the NBA announced that they simply are not going to be testing for marijuana anymore.
I'm so happy for all those guys. They finally get to try marijuana for the first time ever.
Okay, obviously you're joking. Let's play the game. What percentage do you think of NBA players use marijuana? And we'll do this card shark style. I'll set a number, you go higher or
high
lower.
Low, okay.
I'm going to set the number at 71%. Do you think it's higher or lower than 71%?
Higher.
Higher. We don't have an actual figure, but NBA players polled this past year estimated between 50 and 85% of all players in the NBA use marijuana. Now, I do think it was smart. This was the perfect time for the NBA to just say, you know what, we're not going to test anymore. No one cares. No one. I mean, if there was no other news stories going on, there might be some people who are going, well, this is, you can't do this. This is setting a bad example for our blah, blah, blah. No, we're all distracted by other things. This is the perfect time to say, hey, we're not going to test for weed anymore. Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean,
partake as you choose.
They don't do it in baseball. They don't test for weed. And once you make the 40 man and you're up there, you can smoke as much weed as you want. Pretty sure that in the in Major League Baseball, it's probably about 50%. You know, at least 50% of the guys are smoking on a regular basis. By the way, much better than getting shots of Toradol and taking OxyContin and all of those things. So,
hitting the bar after the games.
Yeah, hitting the bar after the games. And you know, I've heard from a bunch of people in the know about baseball.
If you were a Major League Baseball manager, you would much rather have your players after the game going home,
smoking weed
and playing video games than going out to a nightclub, drinking, doing any of it.
And God knows what else comes along with
that. I mean, given the options that are available to Major League Baseball players, young people with lots of money.
Yeah, I know.
It's probably one of the safest and most desirable outcomes if you're their employer.
Now, I know we all, in our mind, we want them playing a game, going back to their hotel or their home, hitting off the tee for an hour, working out. You know, getting stretched out and getting prepared mentally and watching film for the next day's game. Doesn't work like that.
You want to make sure that no one's overdoing it.
Well, you want to make sure no one's high while they're playing.
You know, baked during the game. Absolutely.
Right.
That would be irresponsible.
Absolutely, it's happened.
Has it happened?
It has definitely 100% happened during the game.
Has it ever happened in September?
In September, dude.
In September, dude.
I like a blunt or a big fat bowl.
Never happened on this
show,
Ben.
I know that you like a blunt or a big fat bowl. A very scary moment for NBA star DeMar DeRozan. If you are a parent and you are in your home and you hear a commotion upstairs and you run upstairs and there is a freaking intruder in your L.A. area home, I mean, you want to talk about the panic that must set in. And must have set into DeMar DeRozan. November 19th, ran upstairs, heard some commotion upstairs, and found a guy in the room with his kids. He chased the man out of the house. Dude, I can't fathom what that would feel like. I really, really can't. The man fled the area. He did return to DeRozan's gated community a short time later. He tried to get back in. Security stopped him, called the cops. Holy cow. Turns out, DeRozan's home was not his intended target. He was trying to get to Kylie Jenner's home, which is very scary in and of its own right. But man, holy smokes. So DeMar DeRozan, they asked him about it. His quote was, yep, everything's good. I grew up in Compton. I've been through worse. And that was DeMar DeRozan's. But yeah, you run into him. He's 6'6", 220. Definitely picked the wrong house, my friend.
Finally, I will move to college football, just the ongoing kind of don't do this saga at the University of Michigan, where they had to halt football activities last week and cancel their game against Maryland due to COVID. Now, even if they do play this week against Ohio State, Michigan has been installed as a 30-point underdog in that annual rivalry game. But what really is a problem for Michigan now is what to do about Jim Harbaugh. He has 1 year remaining on his contract. Obviously, they're not inclined to give him a big extension to that deal at this moment with the way things are going. However, They also don't want to fire Jim Harbaugh. He's been a loyal Michigan man. I mean, they worked really, really hard to lure him away from the San Francisco 49ers when they hired him to begin with. It would be very awkward of them to just have to fire Jim Harbaugh. Will he step now? Well, the answer that everyone seems to think would be the perfect one would be for Jim Harbaugh to accept an NFL head coaching job and gracefully walk away from Michigan. If I'm an NFL head team, though,
I don't know that I want you.
I don't know how much I want Jim Harbaugh after the job he's done at Michigan. Yeah, he was very successful with the 49ers. But what's happened to Jim Harbaugh in the last few years? Is it simply the college game? I mean, he was successful at USD. He was successful at Stanford, so he used to know how to coach college. What has changed with Jim Harbaugh? But it's led to an awkward situation. Harbaugh doesn't want to coach as a lame duck next year. Recruiting, awful. How would you like to go into a living room? And the first question you're going to get from the parents is, well, I know you only have 1 year left on your deal. I'll even be there as the coach for my son that... You know, you're promising all these things, you know, playing time, how are you going to develop him?
Yeah, what happened? You guys used to win, and now you don't?
You guys go 5-5 next year, you're gone. So what am I expecting going forward? That's a very difficult and awkward situation that Michigan, Jim Harbaugh, everyone now finds themselves in. And if they do play this week, they're going to get slaughtered by Ohio State.
Yep, that is a fact.
That is Don't Do This for a Monday.
That was Don't Do This. Brought to you by Hamul Casino. Get away and embrace the escape at San Diego's newest, closest, and most genuinely generous place to play. Safe and smart, Hamul Casino. Highway 94 to Campo Road.
In a normal 2020, the MLB winter meetings would be getting underway today in Dallas, Texas. And maybe even Woods and I would be there.
Yeah.
Well, we certainly would have made a lot of noise about wanting to be there. After getting to go last year... Yeah. Here in San Diego, obviously that was a lot easier of a setup, but it would be hard not to be there, given the guests we were able to get, the access, just being there as part of it. Going to be a little different this year. It still could be a big week, though. Could be a big week for the Padres. Got some of the top virtual winter meeting storylines to get to, Woodsy, when we come back here.
Looking forward to it.
All right, well, stick around. It's Ben and Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.